And I know your first question, and I'm not even going to wait for it. So, yes, Sark is coming back in 2018. And we've done this dance before. And back in 2016, I stood in front of you, and we had some conversations about Kyle Shanahan. And a number of people wanted his head. Well, they're different people, and they're different coaches. But what has stayed the same and what I learned during that process is what you're doing in order to build consistency, you better be consistent. And do I think Sark and the staff will go through every play and everything we did this season? Yes. To examine what was wrong with our scoring is not an indication on one play caller or on one player. It's on all of us. And there's plenty of plays Sark would like to have back. There's some throws that Matt would like to have back. I'm sure there were some drops from our receivers, our tight ends, and our running backs that they would like to have back. And myself, some calls that I'd like to have back. But placing blame on one person would be wrong in this instance. And so for me, I wanted to make sure the way we'll get better is our execution. And at times we under-executed and didn't come through when we need to. So I want to be clear with you. If this was about one person, that decision would have already been made. I have no issue with making changes. No problem with that. But I have no interest in making change just for the sake of change.